Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Makos Daf Ches. We are holding on Daf Zayin and Beis. We are at the Mishnah on Daf Zayin and Beis. Nishmat HaBarzal Lekaso. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander and honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sabian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. We thank both sponsors very much for these sponsorships. So the Mishnah is going to talk about, it's going to elaborate on the psukim. The psukim describe a case where a person kills b'shogeg as he's chopping wood in a forest. So what exactly is the case of how that leads to the death of somebody? We're going to have two different machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbanan relating to galus while killing somebody for chopping wood. Then the Gemara is going to define what would be an example of not kocho, but koach kocho, of an indirect koach, killing somebody. The Gemara is going to talk about how you only go to galus if there's a reshus l'nizikul l'mazikul l'kane susham. It's got to be a place that everybody is allowed to be, and we're going to discuss why, if it's a place that not everybody is allowed to be, that one would not go to galus. Then the Gemara is going to talk about knocking down a wall and what exactly the case is of knocking down a wall where one would go to galus, and a case where one would not go to galus. Where are you knocking down the wall into? Then the Gemara is going to have a discussion about the word matzah. Does matzah mean something that was already there, or is it something that just shows up? We have opposite implications in different places in the Torah, and we're going to try to come to some resolution of that. Then Rav is going to bring a raya from the pasuk that you only go to galus when doing a dvar reshus, but if engaged in a dvar mitzvah, one would not go to galus. And we have several examples of a dvar mitzvah. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to more precisely define a mitzvah something that if it was already done, you would still have to do it because it is a mitzvah, as opposed to something that's only a hechsher mitzvah, where if it was already done, I wouldn't need to go ahead and do it myself. The Gemara, the Mishnah, is going to talk about a case of a father going to galus for a son, and a son for a father. We're going to have two deos, whether maka nefesh excludes killing a father or wounding a father. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to talk about a case of getting malchus for what you do to a kuti, and what exactly that case is. When would a person get malchus for something that he does to a kuti? So let's begin again. We're at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Zayinun Beis, and the Mishnah is picking up from the psukim where they describe going to galus, and the psukim describe v'asher yavo esreyehu b'yar lachtov eitz. Some person goes into a forest to chop wood, v'nitcha yado b'garzel lichros ha'eitz, v'nashal ha'barzel min ha'eitz u'matzeh esreyehu v'meis. That the barzel comes free from the eitz, and it strikes a person, and the person dies. So hu yano salachas harem eilev achai. The guy who did the chopping of the wood, who accidentally killed somebody, has to run to a near miklat in order to live. So there's a machlokas. How do we tie up that phrase? V'nashal mina barzel, v'nashal barzel mina eitz. And a result of that machlokas, we're going to see two different cases where there's a machlokas whether you go to galus or not. So case number one is a guy goes into a forest to chop some wood, and when he swings his axe to chop wood, nishmar ta barzel mikato. The blade comes off of the handle. And the blade goes and kills someone. So Rebbe Yom Reinu Gola V'chamam Gola. That's machlokas number one. Rebbe says you don't go to Golas. The Chamam say you do go to Golas in that case. Case number two, person comes to chop wood in a forest, and when he swings his axe to chop the wood, a splinter comes off mina itza mispakeya, from the wood that is being chopped. So a splinter shoots out from that wood and strikes somebody. So Rebbe Yom Reinu Gola V'chamam Reinu Gola. Rebbe says you do go to Golas in that case, and the Chamam say you don't go to galus in that case. That's at least how Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananel understand our Mishnah. However, the Rabbeinu Chananel then points out there's another way to understand this second case of the Mishnah, and that is that by the force of the barzel hitting the tree, the barzel again comes off the handle. So in both cases, it's the barzel coming off the handle, but in the first case, it's as you're swinging it before it actually hit the tree, the barzel just flies off the handle. In the second case, it's by the fact that the barzel hit hit the tree that the Barzal comes off of the handle. And the difference between the first and the second case is that in the second case, the Rambam, by the way, says the same thing in Hilchos Rotzeach Perek Vav. He writes Nishmat Barzal Mekaso Vaharag Hareze Gola Nishmat Barzal Mina Eitzah Mispakeya Eino Gola Nishmat Habarzel Mina Eitzah Mispakeya, meaning that the Barzal comes off as a result of striking the Eitzah Mispakeya, meaning he's passing like the sheet of the Chamim, that you don't go to Golas in that case because Pashtus is you're considered to be it's considered to be an Ones, whereas in the case of the Ram would understand that in the case where when you just swing it the Barzal comes off, it was obviously pretty loose beforehand, so because otherwise just the swing alone would not have caused the Barzal to come off. So that's what they're arguing about. So again, according to Shitas Rashi, the reason the Chum Pater in the second case when the splinter comes off is because that's not a shogig, it's an ones. According to the Rambam, that says that it's the Barzal itself that comes off, that's considered to be koach kocho and not kocho, and the Torah is only mechayev when it's kocho. That's how the Meiri understands the two shitos in Rishonim. The Tosos Maseches Sanhedrin Dafayin Zayinim Beis asked the Kasha, why are Rebbe and the Chacham mechayev in one of these two cases, either where Nishmat HaBarzel or a splinter came off from the tree that's being chopped? In both of these cases, the Chori should have been Pater, because if we had said previously that if a person has intention to be Zorek Shtei Amos, and he's accidentally Zorek Arba Amos, so he threw something to a place where he didn't intend for it to go, you don't go to Golos. So if here he had no intention whatsoever of the blade or the wood going to where it went way further than he had ever intended it to go. So that's a kasha. Tosus asks him a Sech Sanhedrin and leaves it as a kasha. Okay, so says Gemara Tanya. Amr lahem Rabbi Lacham. Rabbi said to Lacham v'chinemar v'noshal habarzel me'etzo. Does it say that the barzel came off of its own handle? V'lo nemar ela min ha'etz. It says in the pasuk that the barzel came off of the eights. So doesn't that sound like a piece of wood came off of the eights and killed someone? And that's what that's the case that you go to a near miklat. But if the barzel just comes off of its handle, you do not go to near miklat. Va'od, and Rebbe says, I'll bring you another raya. Nemar eights lamata. It says eights in the hemshech of the pasuk. Says v'noshal barzel mina eights. V'nemar eights lamaila. And it talks about when you're going out to do your activity. It says lichros ha eights. So ma eights amr lamaila mina eights mispakeya. Just like when we said you're going to chop wood, it did not mean you were going to chop the handle of the axe. It meant you were going to chop a tree. So too, when it describes how the killing happened, it must be talking about the eights that you were chopping and not the handle itself. So that's Rebbe's second raya, that he's correct, that the case where you're going to go to Golos is a piece of wood, that at least Rashi learns, a piece of wood that comes that gets dislodged from the tree that you are chopping and goes and kills someone. So Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav Ushnei Mikra Echad Darshu. You should know both Rabbi and the Chamim are looking at the same pasuk, which seems obvious, but he's going to explain how they each derive their opinion from the same pasuk. Pasuk says V'nashal Abarzel Mina Eitz. So the question is that word V'nashal. How do you learn that? So Rabbi Savar Yeshem LeMesaris. We darshan it the way it's written, not the way it's read. And V'nishal Ksiv. And it's written as V'nishal. That the Barzal caused a piece of wood from the tree that it was chopping to become dislodged. And therefore, Rebbe holds that that's the only case where you're going to go to near Miklat, and not when the Barzal comes loose of its own handle. Now, Rashi points out, he does not mean to say that he had a different girsa in the Torah, that he had the word v'nishal with a yud added in, because that's not true. The word in the Torah is vav nun shin lamed. But had it been v'nashal, then there would have been a letter aleph between, or a letter hey between the nun and the shin to make it clear that it's vinashal, and then we would have had a very clear vinashal. But now that it says vav nun shin lamed without an aleph or a hey between the nun and the shin, so it must be that the way you're supposed to understand it is vinishal, and that's why we don't have that extra letter. And it's only the kri that's vinashal, but the way it's meant to be understood is vinishal. And since Rebbe holds that we darshan the pasuk the way it's written, so he darshans nishal chaticha min eitz hamispakeya, that a piece of wood comes off of the eitz hamispakeya. Now one could ask, how can you explain? How are you going to explain the reason of Rebbe because of yeshem lemesoras? We already said that Rebbe himself gave his reason. He said because the Torah doesn't say vinashal abarzal me eitzo, right? Meaning we had a brisa where amr lehem Rebbe lechamin right at the beginning of the Gemara. Rebbe said, I'll tell you my reason. My reason is because it doesn't say v'nashal barzel me'etzo. It doesn't describe its own handle. So now Rebbe Chiya bar Ashi Yom Rav is saying, oh, I know where Rebbe's coming from. Rebbe's coming from the fact that he reads the pasuk v'nishal and not v'nashal. He told us where he's coming from. It's from the fact that it does not say me'etzo. So Tosas on Daf Chesam and Aleph and Dibur Maschal Hainu writes that the two go hand in hand. The two drushas go hand in hand. What Rebbe's saying is, had the pasuk said v'nashal abarzel me'etzo, it would have been mistaver to say over here yesh em lemikra, meaning that we're supposed to read it v'nashal. But since it says mina eitz and not me'etzo, that's why I'm saying yesh em lemesores over here. So that's what Rebbe holds. Rabbanan savri yesh em lemikra, and the Rabbanan say we have to darshan the pasuk the way it's read v'nashal karinan. The Balkari is supposed to read it v'nashal, which means that the garzan, the iron, the blade of the axe was nashal mina eitz, came loose of the handle of the axe, and it killed someone. So that's why the chamol, that's the only case you go into galus, and not the case where a piece of wood becomes dislodged from the tree that you are chopping. V'Rebbe Yeshem L'Masoros V'Ulei says the Gemara, wait a second, you're telling me that Rebbe's all based on Yeshem L'Masoros? Is that even true that Rebbe holds Yeshem L'Masoros? V'ha Amar Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Rebbe Yochanan. Rabbi Yisrael Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan teach us that Rabbi Yudah ben Rawa, Tzabei Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, this group of five Tanoim, Kulu, Svirulu, they all hold Yesh Eim LeMikra in different contexts. They all hold Yesh Eim LeMikra and not Yesh Eim LeMesoris. And on that impressive list of Tanoim is Rabbi. So how can you say that Rabbi holds Yesh Eim LeMesoris? So he says, oh yeah, Hainu Dekomer Levaod. That's why Rabbi gives another reason to explain his Shita based on the Gzera Shava, that it says Eitz LeMata, it says Eitz LeMaila. So we learn from one to the other. So that's why Rebbe gives us the va'od. Now the Ritva says, wait just a second. So Rebbe gives one reason that is incorrect, is false, because anyway he has a good reason also. Why would you say something that's totally untrue? Meaning if Rebbe really holds Yeshem LeMikra and not Yeshem LeMesoras, why is he starting up with Yeshem LeMesoras? Just say that he has a different reason. So the Ritva writes that even though Rebbe holds elsewhere that Yeshem LeMikra, over here he darshans the Mesores, because we know from the fact that it doesn't say V'nashal Barzel may eat so, but he just gives another reason that even if you want to say that you shouldn't make such a chilek between may eat so and mina eats, we could darshan even lefi the mikra, and you mean you want to say yeshem lemikra, see even if you're working with the model of yeshem lemikra, we can learn gzer shava mina eats that it's the eats of mispakeya, meaning it's not incorrect, it is correct that it's yeshem lemesores. The Rebbe holds that over here, we would say Yeshem LeMesoras, even though I normally say Yeshem LeMikra, because there's a hechrich to say Yeshem LeMesoras. But even if you want to stay locked in to Yeshem LeMikra, I have another raya that I'm correct over here. So I'm Rav Papa, man deshad a piece of the dikler. Rav Papa says a person throws a clod of earth at a dekel tree, va'atar tamri, and some date become detached, vazel tamri v'katul, and they fall down and they kill someone. So banu machlokas to Rabbi v'Rabbanan. That's exactly the machlokas, Rabbi and the Rabbanan, because the date coming off of the tree is like a splinter coming off of a tree that you are chopping. So according to Rabbi, you're chayiv galus because it's considered to be horig b'kocho. Whereas according to the chachamim, that's not direct enough. That's only koach kocho, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv galus. Says more pshita, meaning that's just another application of exactly exactly the same case. Meaning, why would did I really think it had to be an axe specifically? Meaning, it's a very, very similar case. So it says, no, mal detema kikach kochodami kamash malan. I might have thought that this is more indirect than chopping wood, because when you're chopping wood with an axe, you're still holding the axe when it hits the tree. Whereas when you throw a clod of earth at the tree, you're throwing it, so you're not holding the clod of earth at the time that it hits the tree. So I might have thought that that's more indirect, kamash malan, that it's not. So says So what would be sufficiently indirect that we would say you wouldn't go to Golos? What would be a case of koch kocho according to Rebbe? So it says, we're going to shut the piece of machil garma vazel garma machil kvasa vatatamri vazel tamri vkatel, that you threw a cloud of earth at a tree, it hit a branch, the branch came loose, then hit the date, the date then came loose, and then hit the it's like its own chadgadia, right? Then it hits the person, and it kills the person. Okay, new Mishnah now. Hazarik evan l'rishus rabim. A person throws an evan into a rishus rabim. V'harag harei zekola, and it kills a person. B'shogeg, the guy goes to near miklat. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer imik shiats ben miado hotzi alas rosh v'kibla harei zepater. If you threw the stone into an empty area, and then a guy just sticks his head out, hey, what's going on? And the stone hits him square in the head, and it kills him. So then you're pater from galus. A person does not go to Golos in such a case. The Gemara is going to explain that we derive that from Psukim. Now, the Ritva points out that there's not really a machlokas over here between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Meaning, even though we're introducing this as a statement of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that if the guy sticks his head out after you already threw it, and then and he greets the rock with his forehead, that you're putter from Golos, the Chachamim agree that you're putter from Golos, because we're going to see that it's based on the Pasuk. It's just that he was the one that was mechadesh this din, so therefore we're giving him credit where credit is due. But once he was mechadesh this din, everyone agrees to it. However, the Ritva writes that even if you're going to say that the Chum would disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov about this, he says they don't. But even if you want to tie that the Chum do disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov about this, we'd pass on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov anyway, because Mishnah so kavenaki, one of the klalim in Psak is we always pass on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because there aren't so many alwayses. He is Mishnah so kav. What he taught was only a very small measure of things in Shas, and Vinaki, he was very, very careful to make sure that everything he said was with absolute precision. He didn't say something unless he thought about it 1,000 times and he was absolutely clear that it was correct, and that's why we always paskin like him. The Yoruch Lener points out that we could bring a raya from the Gemara later on that it's not a machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because Gemara is going to ask on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov from a brisa. So if it was a machlokas tanoim, it wouldn't be much of a kasha. You would just say, okay, that brisa is the Chacham and this is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So you see that the Ritva is correct, that it's not a machlokas at all, that everyone agrees that that if the guy sticks his head out after you threw the rock and he greets the rock with his head, that you're going to be pater from galus. If you throw the rock into your own chatzer, v'harag, and it kills someone, so then it depends. Im yesh rishus nizikli kanesh l'sham, if the nizik had a right to be there, gola, then you go to galus. That's considered shogeg. V'im lav, but if you had no right to be there, ain't no gola, you don't go to galus. Shemar v'im yavos re'eu b'yar. Ma yar rishus l'nizikli mazikli kanesh l'sham, just like a forest is a place of hefker, everybody has a right to be there. I've called rishus l'nizikli mazikli kanesh l'sham. The only case you can go to Golos if it's a place where everybody has a right to be there. Yotzeh chatzar balabais, shein rishus l'nizik l'kanesh sham, as opposed to chatzar balabais, which is not rishus for both of them to be there. Namely, the nizik is not supposed to be there because it's not his his property. Now the Ramban raises the kasha. Well, what do we say that if the nizik has a right to be there, then you do go to Golos if he has a right to be there? So says Ramban, why would you go to Golos if he has a right to be there? I would think that would be considered mazid. After all, in Maseches Baba Kama Daf Lamed Beis, we said that if a person goes into a carpentry shop, birishos, and a piece of wood shoots out and kills the guy, that the carpenter does not go to Golos because he's Karav L'mezid. So it's not exactly the same case, Frak the Ramban, that you tell the guy he can come in, then you're completely negligent about what's shooting around and flying around in your property after you told the guy he's allowed to be there. So he gets killed because of the dangerous conditions that that exist in your place. So the Gemara Baba Kama says that you don't go to Golis. That's Karav Lemezid. How come over here you go to Golis? So the Ramban says, no, there are different types of Rishus Lenizik Likanes Hashem. In the case of the carpentry shop, as you're chopping away at the wood, the guy knocks on the door. He says, can I come in now? And you say, yeah, now's a good time. Come in. And then you just keep chopping away. And he goes, so that's Karav Lemezid. You know that right now is a very dangerous time because right now there's somebody that's coming in. Whereas over here in our mission, when we say Rishus Lenizik Likanes Hashem, it's a neighbor who once asked you, do I have permission to cut through your yard? And you say, yeah, whatever you want, you can cut through my yard. You didn't have any expectation that he was in your yard pumped at this moment that you happened to be chopping wood. You didn't think he would necessarily be there, but he might have been. So that's a case that's not Karav Lemezid. That's a case where you actually would go to Golis. That's how the Ramban explains. Abishol Omer. Abishol says that since the Torah describes a case of lachtov eitzim, that you're going to chop wood, so it has to be the cases where you kill someone that you chayv galus is cases that are similar to chatovas eitzim in the following sense. Ma chatovas eitzim rishus, just like chopping wood is something that you're never obligated to do, saf kol rishus, so too if you're doing something that's optional, that's not a mitzvah, that's when you go to galus. Yotza ava makas benova, rav rodes talmido, as opposed to a father who's being mechanich his child by hitting his child, or a Rebbe who's being mechanich the child by hitting the child, which was a normal way of chinuch for many, many years. So since he's doing the mitzvah by doing that, so and Shliach Bezdin, or Shliach Bezdin, who's striking someone who's chayv malchus, and the person dies, in those cases, you're not chayv galus, because it's not similar to chavtivatz eitzim. So even though you are killing b'shogeg, and it's not a mezid, and it's not an ones, it's a shogeg, but since it's in the context of a mitzvah, so we have gzeres hakasuv that from the word lachtov eitzim to tell me that you're not going to go to galus. That's so shliach, the case of shliach beis in Rashi says this guy's chayv malchus arbaim and you're hitting him. The Rambam in his hasagas on the Ravid in the fifth parak of Hilchos Rotzeach says no shliach beis din shu malka yoser mi mashamdu beis din umeis tachas yado. The case of the shliach beis is not where you're giving him the malchus that he deserves. Is that whenever beis gives malchus, they always assess what the fellow can handle first. So it's always they always pick a number that's divisible by 3, and they give a number of how much the guy can handle. So if they say this guy can handle 24 malchios, so over here this guy hit him the 25th time. That's the case where he goes to galus. So that the at least according to one girsa of the Ravid, meaning one girsa of the Ravid that he has yoser, that meaning the Ravid's lashon is that shliach bezin shu Malka, and some of the gears of Yoser, mi masham du bezin u meisach ziyada, or that he's Malka, masham du bezin u meisach ziyada. But if you have the word Yoser, it's when he's hitting him more, and the Ravid is therefore disagreeing with Rashi. The Meiri says neither pshat makes sense, because if you're hitting him based on what you're supposed to do, so then it's an onus, right? Meaning you had doctors examine the guy, and they said that this guy can handle this amount. So if I'm just hitting him exactly what the doctor said I'm allowed to, so that's not shogeg, that's an anus. And if I'm adding more, the doctor says he can handle 24 and not 25, and then I hit him a 25th time, so then that's amazing. That's a curve of amazing, at least. That's not a shogeg, and therefore the Meiri says, like the Rambam understands, that we're not talking about the guy who's chayv malchus arba'im, like Rashi said over here. We're talking about a guy who refuses to come to Beis Din. So Shliach Beis Din is beating him up to come to Beis Din. So that, he should have been more careful, but it's a shogeg, not a mezid, when he's beating him up to come to Beis Din, to encourage him to come to Beis Din, and he accidentally kills him. Okay, so says Gemara now, L'Rishus HaRabim mezid hu. So says Gemara, the Mishnah said that if you throw a rock into Rishus HaRabim, go to Golis. Why would you go to Golis? That's terribly negligent. That's much like a mezid if you throw a rock into a Rishus HaRabim. So I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Besoser as Koslo. Now the case is, you're not just throwing rocks into a Rishus HaRabim, you're just trying to knock down your own wall, and some of the rocks from your wall landed in the Rishus HaRabim and killed someone. So then it's a shogig Yechayev Golis. Says Gemara, that still sounds negligent. If you're knocking down your wall, you got to look where the rocks are going. So says Gemara, Besoser as Koslo Belayla. Now you're knocking down your wall at night where there aren't so many people around in the street. So you weren't so pushy. Hey, imagine no one was around. Well, but I not me by Lili Yune. Even at night, it's a good idea to look and see what's going on. So Besosos Kosel Ashma. No, you're being Sosos Kosel into a place where very rarely people will go to use the bathroom, but it's not a place where people hang out. So Hayashma Echidami, Ishchich Barabim. Well, is this a public bathroom? Is this a place where a lot of people go? Then Poshehu. Then you're negligent and it's Karv Lemezid. You're not a Shogeg. And if it's a place where no one is ever there, then onesu, then you're an ones. So I'm Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, no, it's somewhere in between. It's a kind of ashba that people go at nighttime, but they don't go during the daytime. But every once in a while, someone will go there during the daytime. So it's not a poshea because it's not normal for people to be there during the daytime. Ones nami lavi, but it's not a total ones. Because every once in a while someone will go to sit there, so therefore it's considered a shogeg. I mean, you thread the needle, it's somewhere in between an onus and a mezid, and that's exactly a case of a shogeg. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, then we said Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that if after you threw the rock a guy stuck his head out and the rock hits him square in the face and kills him, you're going to be potter. So Tan Rabbanan, the Braisa, he elaborates when it describes killing someone b'shogeg. It says v'nosha l'barzal m'neitz umatza esrei ehu v'meis. So umatza sounds like that only if the victim was there in that spot prior to you to whatever the projectile went out to hit him. So prat l'mamsi esatzmo, as opposed to a case where the projectile was in midair and then the guy stuck his head into that location. Mikan. And that's where Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov gets the idea that that if after the projectile was in midair, the guy stuck his head out and it kills him, then you're going to be potter. Wait a second, are you telling me that the word matzah implies that it was there the whole time? But I'll ask you a stira, because the pasuk describes a geula stei achuza, that a person sells his ancestral land and then he wants to buy it back. So it says matzah prat matzui. Shalim kabrach v'igol b'karv b'ra v'igol b'yafa. That matzah, the right that you have to buy back your ancestral land is only if you first came into money now to be able to buy it back. But if you had that money the whole time, you had a field, another field somewhere else that was of a or of a different quality, and now you just changed your mind and you decided to sell that other field so you could buy back this field, you don't have an automatic right of geula to gol stei achuzaso. So don't you see that the word matzah over there, it means not something that was there the whole time, it means dafka, something that had just showed up right now? So how come we're saying over here the word matzah means that it was something that was there the whole time, the guy's head was there the whole time, and if it just showed up right now, you would not go to galus? What does the word matzah mean in Torah? Samarava, Rava says, essentially, I can't tell you what it means in a parav situation, but based on context, you have to be able to tell. And based on the context of stei achuza, it's clear that umatza means that it's new money that he found. And based on the context over here about killing b'shogeg, it's clear that umatza means something that was there the whole time. By the stei achuza, umatza dumi d'v'yisiga yado. Umatza comes in the context of v'yisiga yado. Ma v'yisiga yado mehashta, just like v'yisiga yado means he can now afford it. Af matzanami mehashta. Matza also means that it's now shows up. Hachamein yana dekra, whereas so the word matzah means that the money has now showed up. Hachamein yana dekra, and over here by killing b'shogeg, it's based on context. Umatzah dumia diyar. Matzah is used in the context of yar. Ma yar midi disi meikara, just like the forest has been there the whole time. Af matanami midi disi meikara. So to the matzah, when you kill b'shogeg, we're talking about where you strike something, somebody that was there the whole time. Good. Azorika 7. Then we said if you throw a rock, Abishol says that it has to be a dvar reshus that you're doing, as opposed to an ava makas beno, rava rodas talmido, and a shliach bezdin, where they're doing a dvar mitzvah, they don't go to galus. Who told you that when the Torah is speaking about chopping wood, that it means you were chopping wood for a dvar reshus? Couldn't the Torah have been talking about dil mechatav seitzim desuka, mechatav seitzim demara? Couldn't the Torah have been talking about a case where you went to chop wood to build a sukkah, you went to chop chop wood, to have atzei maracha for the mizbech, v'afilu achi amarachman aligli, and you still go to galus? Who told you that if it's a case where you're doing a mitzvah, you don't go to galus? Maybe the Torah is talking about a case of chopping wood where you are doing a mitzvah. Some of you said chopping wood's never a mitzvah. That since if you were to find it ready chopped, you would have no mitzvah to chop wood for a sukkah, right? Meaning there is no mitzvah to chop wood for a sukkah if you happen to have in your garage your sukkah from last year, right? So you just put up that sukkah. You don't have a mitzvah to chop wood for the sukkah. So therefore, and the same with the yatzei maracha. Therefore, there is no mitzvah to chop wood. So by definition, chopping wood is never a mitzvah. Rashi has a famous Rashi over here about sukkah. I think Rashi says, "Ein hachatava mitzvah ella." Asiyas HaSukkah, right? That's a funny Rashi, because you would have imagined that the Ella would have been Ella Yeshiva B'Sukkah. But Rashi seems to say that building a sukkah is a mitzvah. So that's what they point out. The Netziv points out that a Hechsher Mitzvah, Ksuv B'Kra, when you have a Hechsher Mitzvah where it says in the Pasuk to do the Hechsher Mitzvah, then you're actually supposed to do the Hechsher Mitzvah. There's some inyan of actually going physically yourself and doing the Hechsher Mitzvah. It's not just a Hechitimtza. It's like baking matzos, right? That people are makbit to bake matzahs on their own, or tying their own tzitzis. So there are certain things that are, or preparing for Shabbos, the Gemara talks about. You could hire a housekeeper who will prepare your whole house. You're still supposed to do something to prepare for Shabbos. So the Gemara talks about that the Amoraim did those things, because those are actually mitzvah, ksuva, b'kra. So anyway, Esvei Ravina L'Rava, Ravina challenges Rava, Yotzava, Makas Minova, Rava Roda, Salmidu Sheikh Bezdin, Salmei Makim Dilu Gamer Lav Mitzvah, Shinami Lav Mitzvah. Well, wait a second, is that automatically a mitzvah? If the kid was learning, it wouldn't be a mitzvah to hit him, so maybe it's not a mitzvah now either. So says Gemara, Nahasam Avagav de Gamer, mitzvah. Even if the kid is learning, it's still a mitzvah to hit him. Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Yaser bin Chavi Anichecha, V'yitin Ma'adanim L'Navshecha, that you should make sure you punish your son, you should make sure that you reprimand him, and that way he'll give you nachas. Meaning, even if he's behaving properly, you have to find things to criticize him about, so that he becomes ragil b'tochecha, that he becomes someone who's accustomed to being corrected. If no one in his entire life ever told him he did anything wrong, so then at some point it's going to devastate him and it's going to break him, rather than him to be able to learn from his mistakes. That's what Chaim Kanievsky explains by the David HaMelech with Adonio. It says, "V'lo'at savo aviv miyamav lemor madua kacha asisa," that his father never said to him, he never reprimanded him, asking him, "Why did you do what you did?" Now, it doesn't mean that he kept on doing stuff wrong and David never reprimanded him. It could be he never did anything wrong, so David never reprimanded him. But he should have found something to reprimand him about, just so he could be used to the idea of being corrected for something. Then Rava says, "Nah, I was wrong. I should not have said that there's no mitzvah by chopping wood. I could have given a better raya from the pasuk itself that we're not talking about a chativa shel mitzvah, that we're not talking about a case of chopping for a mitzvah, because the bayi lo ayil, that it's my yar, just like when it says of shayavos rei be yar, that a yar is a place that if a person wants he can go, if he doesn't want he doesn't have to go. V'sakatayich mitzvah misagid lo ayil, meaning maybe in a chanami there is such a thing as chopping wood of a mitzvah of chopping wood, but we know that's not the case that the chumash is talking about, because it talks about going to a forest, but if we're talking about going to a forest where you're choosing to go, but if you had a mitzvah to go, then it's not lo sagi de lo ayil, then it would not be a case where you have a choice. Do you mean to tell me that whenever it says asher, it means that it's totally your option? Then how you can explain the pasuk about a tamei person going into the Beis Hamikdash where it says v'ish asher yit? So a person who becomes Tameh, and he's going to be Chayv Karis for going into the Beis HaMikdash. So Lo Yischata means he never was Mitar himself from the Tum, and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to be Chayv Karis. Now, since it says Asher Yitma, Ibai Mitameh, Ibai Lo Mitameh, it sounds like the Torah is only talking about a guy that chose to be Tameh, and he didn't have to be. But if it's someone that had to become Tameh, the way you learn it, it makes it sound like he would not be Chayv Karis for going into the Beis HaMikdash. Kodesh, and therefore Meis Mitzvah Dilo Sagi Dilo Matami Hachinami Depater. When the guy became Tamei to Meis Mitzvah, he had to be Tamei. So that guy's allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash and stay the Tumah? Of course not. So you can't say that Asher by definition means that a person chose to do something and he had the right to choose yes or to choose no. So says Mar Shaini Hasam. By Tumah it's different, Damakra, because the Pasuk says, Tamei Yiyah, Mikol Makom. The word Yiyah comes to tell me that at any time a person is Tamei, regardless of whether he had a requirement to be Tamei or he didn't have a requirement to be Tamei. The Ritva points out, it's interesting that we choose Meis Mitzvah. I mean, that's not the only case you have a Chiv to become Tamei. The Zion Krovim, you also have a Chiv to be Metamei too. So the Ritva points out, yeah, but that's a Machlokas. So it's Machlokas Rav Shon Rav Kiva in the beginning of Masech Sota, where the Lo Yitamah is Rishos, or Lo Yitamah is Mitzvah, to be metame to the Zion Krovim. So therefore we pick something that's for sure a mitzvah, that's for sure something that's not optional. That's why we pick the case of Meis Mitzvah. So Rav Adbarava now challenges Rav again. How can you use the word Yiyah to tell me that even someone is tame to a Meis Mitzvah? Homi by Lilcha D'Tanya, we already need the word Yiyah for what the Braisa teaches me. Tame Yiyah L'Rabos Tvul Yom, that it tells me that even if a person already went to the mikveh, but he's waiting for Har of Shemesh and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayiv Kares. Tumaso and then Tumas Abo tells me that even if he went to the mikveh, had Arav Shemesh, but still needs to bring a karban the next day because he's Mechusar Kapara, and he enters the Beis HaMikdash prior to bringing that karban, that he's going to be chayav for that as well. So Me'od Ka'amina. He says, you're right, I'm not learning from the word Yehiyah. I meant to say that we learned this din, that even someone who's tamei the Beis HaMitzvah is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash from the word Od. It says Od Tumas Abo, and that word Od is extra. And that's how I know that even if he became Tamei to a Meis Mitzvah, if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash Pitumah, he's Chayiv Kares. Ika demasnila aha. Some have this whole question that the Talmud asked Rava, how do you know it's Chatav HaSeitzim Derushos, in the following context. So the Pasuk says that Sheshes Yom Tavud V'Yom HaShvi Tishbos, and the Pasuk says, B'charish V'Katzir Tishbos, that you rest on Shabbos from plowing and from harvesting. So when it says to be Shoves from Charish V'Katzir, it's a Machlokas Tanoim what it means. That Rabbi Kiva holds that it cannot mean Shabbos, because why would it say only Charish of Katzir? It must be that there's another Shvisa that's specifically from Charish of Katzir, and that must be Shemitah. So what's the Pasuk telling me? That Rabbi Kiva Omer, Einu Tzarech Lomer Charish Shel Shvias, V'Katzir Shel Shvias, even to tell me about Shemitah, I don't need this Pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to plow or harvest during Shemitah, Sharei Kvar Nemar, because it already says, Sad Chalos Izra, V'Karma Chalos Izmar, and the Pasuk continues, Esfiach Tzir Chalos Ik, so I already have all the dinim of Shemitah. Ella afilu charish al erev shviyas shenichnas l'shviyas. What it's telling me is even plowing your field during the sixth year in a way that's going to benefit the field during Shemitah. And if the field sprouts some growth that should have been harvested during the Shemitah year, you should treat that with Kedusha Shvius as well, even if you only harvested during the eighth year. That's what Becharish V'Katzir Tishbos is telling me, says Rabbi Akiva. However, Rabbi Shmuel says, who says we're talking about Shemitah? We're talking about Shabbos. The Pasuk is about Shabbos. Why does it mention Charish V'Katzir? Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Ma Charish Rishos, it's telling me you didn't, that just like the Charisha that the Torah says you're not allowed to do on Shabbos is a Charisha Shal Rishos, because how do I know it's Charisha Shal Rishos? Because there's no such thing as a Charisha Shal Mitzvah. There's no example in the Torah where there's a mitzvah to plow anything. So Avkati Rishos, so too, when the Torah says you're not supposed to harvest on Shabbos, it means you're not supposed to do a harvest that's not a mitzvah on Shabbos. Yatza, here we go, Daf Yomi coincidence. Ktzir HaOmer Shum Mitzvah, as opposed to Ktzir HaOmer, here we are during the days of Sphere, as opposed to Ktzir HaOmer, which is a mitzvah, and therefore it's not included in the Isser of Melacha on Shabbos. So you're allowed to do Ktzir HaOmer on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Shmuel. So I'm like Rabban L'Rava, one of the Rabban said, Rava, Maida Charisha de Roshos. How does Rabbi Shmuel know that the Pasuk is talking about a Charisha of Roshos? Dilma Charisha HaOmer de Mitzvah, Fifilu Achyam Rachman HaTishbos. Maybe when it says B'charisha V'Katzir HaTishbos, it means you're not allowed to do any Charisha, even a charisha, that involves a mitzvah. So Amalei Rava says it cannot be that it's talking about a charisha that involves a mitzvah, because given the matzah charish and a charish lav mitzvah. If you were to find that the field was already plowed prior to the Omer, you would not have any mitzvah to plow it again for the sake of the mitzvah of the Omer. So even if you didn't find a field that's charush and you have to plow it, it's not considered a mitzvah. The charisha itself must not be considered a mitzvah. So you have to say b'charush v'katzir tishvos is talking about a charisha shel rishus, and therefore we can learn from there that katsira must also be shel rishus. That only katsira shel rishus you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, but katsira shel mitzvah you are allowed to. Meaning, the linchpin of Rabbi Shmuel's drasha is that charish by definition is rishus, because there's never a mitzvah to do charisha. So the Gemara said, "What do you mean? Charisha sa'omer could be a mitzvah." He said, "Nah, that's not a mitzvah, because had it been done, you wouldn't have to do it. Definition of a mitzvah, something that even if it weren't done, you would have to do it. Like katsira sa'omer, that's an actual mitzvah to do the katsira. You can't say, oh, someone already harvested this, so I could just use that. No, there's an actual mitzvah of Ketziras Omer. But since Charish by definition is a Rishos, the Ketzira that the Pasuk is talking about is a Ketzira Shal Rishos. But a Ketziras mitzvah would be Docha Shabbos. Says the Ravina L'Rava. Ravina challenges Rava. Yotza have a Makas Menova Rava's Rosh Lamidav Shlech Bezin. The Mishnah said that if you're doing the mitzvah of reprimanding a child or a student or your Shlech Bezin, then you don't go to Golos. V'amai, why do we consider the father that's striking a son to be an osik b'mitzvah? Lema kivendi lugamer lav mitzvah ashtanami lav mitzvah. Why don't we say, since if the kid was learning, it would not be a mitzvah, so it's not a mitzvah now either? So hasam halfgav de gamer nami mitzvah kavod. Like we said before, that even if a kid is learning, it's a mitzvah. D'chsev yaser bin chaviyani checha, that you're supposed to reprimand a child even if he's behaving very nicely. Hadar amar Rava lav milsi damri. Then Rava said, I made a mistake. I was incorrect. I should have given a better response. That the pasuk is talking about a charisha. The pasuk is clearly talking about charish shel rishus, not a charish shel mitzvah, because katsira domi de charisha. We compare the katsira to charisha in the following sense: ma charisha matzah charish eino charish. Just like by charisha, even if you're going to say there's a mitzvah to do a charisha for the sake of the carbon omer, but the Torah is not mechayiv you to be charish for the omer if it was already plowed. Saf katsira nami. So too the katsira also. The pasuk is not talking about a case mitzvah. Yisal kadaitach mitzvah. If we're about a mitzvah, matzah katzur eino kotzer, would that be true that if you found it already harvested, if we're talking about the katsira sa'omer, would that be true that if you found it harvested, you would not have to harvest it? Mitzvah l'ksar lavi. No, there's a mitzvah to do katsira sa'omer. So obviously we're not talking about katsira sa'omer, we're talking about a katsira shel rishos, and therefore we could be medayik that had it been the katsira sa'omer, then eino chinami, that would taka Bidocha Shabbos. Okay, new Mishnah now. Ha'av gola al yidei ben. A father goes to Golos for killing a child b'shogeg. Va'ben gola al yidei av. And the child goes to Golos for Rachman son if he kills his father b'shogeg. Ha'kol golan al yidei Yisrael. Anyone goes to near Miklat by killing a Jewish person. Yisrael golan al yidei hen. Chutz mi ger toshav. And Yisrael goes to Golos for killing them, except for if he kills a ger toshav b'shogeg, he does not go to Golos. V'ger toshav enu gola al yidei ger toshav. A ger toshav only goes to near Miklat if he accidentally kills another ger toshav. So now let's elaborate on that. Hav gol al yidei ben. We said her father goes to galus for accidentally killing a son. Didn't we say that's excluded? That if a father's reprimanding a son and he accidentally kills him, he does not go to galus because he's involved in a mitzvah? Says Gemara de Gamir. Now we're talking about a case where the kid is already learning and the father has no obligation to hit him. So says Gemara, we just said it twice. We just said that even if he's learning, the father still considered to be engaged in a mitzvah. So it says, no, we're not talking about where he's reprimanding him to learn. It's Bishulia de Nagari. It's the son is doing an apprenticeship to learn how to be a carpenter. That's where the father's beating him up because he's not paying attention in his carpentry class. That's where we say that he's going to go to Galus. Shulia de Nagari, Chiyusu de Lamde. Well, that's also a mitzvah. He's teaching him a livelihood. That's a father's responsibility. No, the Gomorrah Musa Achriti. No, it's the kid has another livelihood. He's a very good, I don't know, he's a very good football player and he wants to be a quarterback, but the father wants him to be a carpenter. But the kid has no interest in being a carpenter. So then the father has no obligation to do it. That's his own mishigas, that he wants his kid to do what he wants him to do. Ben Golal Yidei Avin. The son goes to Golas by the father. Surah Mini, I'll ask you a theorem. Maka Nefesh, Prat Lamaka Aviv. It says Maka Nefesh does not exclude Maka Aviv, that you don't go near Miklat. I'm Rav Kana Lo Kasha. Ha. Rabbi Shimon v'harabban. It's a machlokas whether a son goes to Golos for killing a father. Rabbi Shimon to Amar Chenek Chamur Misayif. According to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Chenek is more Chamur than Saif, so a son who kills a father b'mezid is going to get Chenek because he's Chayiv two Misos, really. Saif, like any Rotzeach, and then he's upgraded to Chenek because he's a Maka Aviv. So since he's Chayiv two, when you're Chayiv two Misos, you get the more severe of the two. So according to Rabbi Shimon, he should really be Chayiv Chenek, and Mimela, someone who kills his father Bishogeg, should not go to near Miklat, because Shiga Saif Nitna Lekapara, Shiga Schenek Nitna Lekapara. All the Torah tells us is if you did something that had you done it B'mezid, you'd be Chayiv Saif, and you did it Bishogeg, then you get to go to near Miklat. This guy did something that had he done it B'mezid, would have been Chayiv worse than Saif. So the near Miklat is not sufficient to be Mechaper for him. But the Rabbana Dami Saif Chamer Mechenek, according to the Rabbana, Saif is more Chamer than Chenek, saying, Nechinam, the kid who kills his father is chayiv both saif and chenek, but that means he's really chayiv saif. Harigov b'shog shigga saifu, and therefore if he kills his father b'shogeg, that's a case of shigga saif. V'shigga saif nitna l'kapara, and shigga saif does lend itself to kapara, and therefore he can go to a near miklat. Rava amar prat la osa chabura ba'av b'shogeg. That don't ask the steer between the Mishnah and the Brisa, because the Brisa is not talking about a child who kills his father b'shogeg, it's talking about a child who wounds his father b'shogeg. I thought that since had he done that b'mezid, he'd be chayiv misa. So if he does a b'shogeg, he goes to galus. So come hashmalan. That's why the Brisa tells us that we don't say that. The din of galus is only when you kill b'shogeg. It's not by other chayave misos that you do b'shogeg, like striking a father. It's only about murder b'shogeg that a person is going to go to galus. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Hakol Golin Al Yedei Yisrael. Everyone have a good night, a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.